While Ariel and Spencer get ready for their final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to join us on stage. Jonathan and I have no idea who this person is or what makes them special. Only our puzzle guru, Art Chung, does.
Well, that's right. Ophira, you and Jonathan will work together as a team to figure out our Mystery Guest's secret by asking yes or no questions. Mystery Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Zoe Greenberg, and as part of my job, I'm involved in an unusual New York City project.
Okay. Is your project something that I would go in to see?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Is it primarily science-related?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, science-related. I'm just going based on a lot of other people that we have met as mystery guests. Does your project have to do with rats?
No.
Okay.
I had the same question. I had the exact same question. Does it involve some other city animal, like a pigeon or a cockroach or something like that?
City animal, like a cockroach.
For instance, it's a kind of animal.
I would say, yes, a city animal.
A city animal.
Is it a cockroach?
It is not a cockroach, no.
Pigeon?
No.
Okay. What are the other city animals?
Well, those are the only three city animals, rats, pigeons, and cockroaches.
Let me clarify. It's not an animal that, right, that's not like top of mind, but the animal part is very important to the project.
Okay.
It's not an obvious animal.
No.
It's like not an animal I'm keeping in my apartment.
Hopefully not, no.
Okay.
Are we dealing with some kind of a mammal here? Some sort of a furry creature? No, not a mammal.
Not a mammal?
No.
So what are we down to? Like reptiles and fish?
Well, why don't you ask, think about where these animals might live.
Where they might live? Well, we took out people's
Upper West
apartments.
Side or
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, I'm going to go with fish. Does your project involve fish?
Not fish, but you're close.
Some sort of aquatic
Thanks.
Animal.
Thanks.
Yes.
That's not a fish.
Wait a second. Does your project involve the whale watching that is happening right now in Brooklyn?
No.
Another great idea.
Also, that's a mammal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, so some sort of aquatic creature that's not a fish. I'm out of options. Mermaids? Are you studying the famous Gowanus mermaid?
No.
All right. Can I eat this animal?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Great.
And it's native to New York.
Okay, oysters. How about some oysters?
Yes.
All right. Let's repopulate some oyster beds. Because New York used to be a big oyster place, right? And instead of hot dog carts, they were selling oysters or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. Zoe is a scientific diver for the Billion Oyster Project, whose goal is to restore 1 billion live oysters to New York Harbor. As part of her job, Zoe teaches diving at the New York Harbor School, a public maritime high school located on Governor's Island.
Cool! So how did you get involved with repopulating these oysters?
Well, I came at it because I'm a dive instructor.
Yeah.
So I teach high school students to become working divers in the harbor. And as part of that, I train those kids to do work on these oyster reefs, helping to install them and maintain and survey.
I mentioned it briefly that I was like, oh, all the oysters used to be sold like hot dog carts that we know now all over the city. But do you know a little bit about the history of oysters in New York City?
Yes, oysters were a major food source for the Lenape people and then for poor New Yorkers, rich New Yorkers, everybody ate oysters. It's been speculated that at one time New York was actually supplying half the world's supply of oysters. We used to send oysters off to Europe. You know, when Henry Hudson came, there were hundreds of thousands of acres of oysters and piles of oyster shells called middens.
Right.
I know much of the streets are, a lot of the concrete is even mixed with old oyster shells.
Right, yeah, I've seen that in some of the old streets.
Yeah, so oysters were definitely a very important part of our history.
Very cool. And what happened to all of those oysters?
Well, over-harvesting, dredging, pollution.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've pretty much decimated the population of oysters in our harbor.
Yeah, people is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much people.
Yeah, so now we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And what benefits does, repopulating these oyster reefs, what benefits is that to the water or to, I don't know, the ecology in
general?
Sure.
So oysters do a lot of things. They filter the water. An adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water in a day.
Really?
So the idea is that a billion oysters could filter the standing body of water of New York Harbor in just 3 days.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But oysters do a lot of things. They're reef-building creatures, right? So the reefs help to stabilize our shorelines, and they provide habitat for countless other species right. that live in our harbor.
How far have we gotten to 1 billion? What are we at right now?
So we've been at this for about 3 years or so. We have put 22 million oysters into
wow.
the harbor.
Cool.
Yep. And all of that is with the help of these amazing high school students and community groups. So it's a pretty cool
That
cool
is
project.
Fantastic. Okay, so how long does this project go into the future? Is this like a 5-year, 10-year?
20 years.
It's a 20-year.
So the idea is that billion oysters by 2035. That's our goal.
Okay. Should you then eat those oysters or no? Don't eat those oysters?
No. Don't eat the oysters that come out of New York
Harbor. So when
I'm
served Gowanus oysters, say no.
Got it.
Say no. Thank you so much for being on our show, and thank you so much for being part of this amazing project.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our mystery guest, Zoe Greenberg.
Thank you.